Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and greetings. This is your Take It to the Top coach, your favorite success strategist, Sharice Taylor with Taylor for Success. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we are talking about how to be a great coworker. How to be a great coworker. So as an employee, we all have those team members that we wish would start doing this and stop doing something else, just sometimes. Well, today I'm going to give you 5 quick tips on how to be a great coworker, how to be someone that people want to work with, someone that people want to be around, someone that your managers and supervisors will want to promote. So let's go ahead and get started. Number 1, develop awareness. Be aware of your environment and changing circumstances. So, for instance, if you come into the office and you notice that your manager and another coworker are a little bit tense as far as their body language, maybe arms are folded, maybe head is down or what have you, be sensitive to that. It might be a good idea to give them a few minutes to wrap that up before you go to your desk or put your things down and just casually walk out, walk down the hall, get a glass of water, a cup of coffee, and then come back. Give them a chance to wrap up that conversation. Develop awareness. Be aware of not only your environment, the people and the things that are around you, but of changing circumstances. Be sensitive to the body language and verbal language that your coworkers are using in any given moment. So number 1, develop awareness. Number 2, do your share of the work. Show up and show out, as I like to put it. Show up and show out. So if there's a project that everybody is working on, if there are certain duties that have to be completed in order for department or a particular office to stay on top of their game, be sure that you are pitching in and doing the best that you can and your fair share. If you're not sure what your fair share is, it's always a good idea to check in with your manager, supervisor. Do your share of your work, but don't do other people's share of the work. So it should be a team effort as far as getting everything done that needs to get done. But do your share of the work. Do not turn a deaf ear, a blind eye, to doing what it is that you need to do in order to make the team succeed. Number 3, keep personal sharing to a minimum during work hours. Learn the art of brief conversations. So it's most likely that your colleague who is on their way to the restroom was really in the hallway on their way to the restroom and not really wanting to stop and have a 10-minute conversation. So, again, it kind of ties in with number 1, developing awareness and that sensitivity there, but learning that in some situations it's best to keep conversation brief. Hey, you know, how you been? You've been doing okay? How are things going with that project that you're working on? Keep things very brief under certain circumstances, and do realize that during work hours, it is expected that we are working. So extensive personal sharing, either verbally or via email, should be avoided. So we want to make sure to save those more extended conversations and sharing of a weeks-long vacation in Europe, that those take place after hours or perhaps even off campus from where you work. So keep personal sharing to a minimum. Number 4, speak to people when you see them. Give acknowledgement. Some of us are introverted. We may be shy, or whatever the case may be. We may not like
a few of our coworkers. But it's to take the high road is to speak, to do some kind of acknowledgement. And I'll say this. I said speak to people, but also give an acknowledgement. An acknowledgement could be a nod. It could be a smile. It doesn't have to be a hello, how are you, or good morning. If that is not your thing, that is not your thing. But giving an acknowledgement by a little, you know, side, you know, nod of the head, a smile, a wave of the hand, whatever it is, some kind of acknowledgement to let the people know who pass you by here and there in the office or otherwise, that you see them, that you recognize their presence there. And number five, last but definitely not least, is to have a sense of humor. Have a sense of humor. Be able to laugh. Be able to joke appropriately and at the right times. But having a sense of humor goes a long way in the workplace. Sometimes you just have to laugh at how kooky and crazy things are at times. Or if there's a misunderstanding, miscommunication, have a sense of humor about it all. Laughter is so good for us. It's so good for our minds, bodies, and soul. And so I do encourage you to have a great sense of humor, to develop a sense of humor. So let's review these again. Five tips on how to be a great coworker. Number one, develop awareness. Awareness with your colleagues, awareness of the environment that you are in. Be sensitive to what's going on around you. Number two, do your share of the work. Come to work with your sleeves rolled up and ready to go. Pitch in for the team. Number three, keep personal sharing to a minimum during work hours. Learn brief conversation skills. Some people call it small talk. Four, speak to people, acknowledge people when you see them. This can be verbally or nonverbally, but give an acknowledgement. And five is have a sense of humor. Be able to laugh at situations, be able to laugh at yourself, but develop continue to cultivate a sense of humor. I hope that those five tips are helpful to you. I wish you a very happy workplace. And until we meet again, remember this, the best is yet to come.